Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing. Tyre Power, think safety this August. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
Party people!
Roach, here he is. Roach, here he is.
Hey!
Roach! Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka.
Roach!
Michelangelo Rucci, thanks to Hazy's mates at Budget Car and Truck Rental. Roots, good morning.
Morning, Kane. Good morning, Andrew. Looks like it's going to be an emotional morning at Port Adelaide this morning, isn't it?
Yes, it will be. It will be. We'll get your thoughts on Robbie Gray and the announcement today and the fitting way that he will go out on Saturday night. But let's recap some of the events at the Bombers yesterday. Rooch, they're a mess.
Yeah, and really, Ben Rutten is in a very difficult position at the moment because it's pretty clear that, you know, that Essendon is at the point whereby they're looking at changing coach. Yeah. He's really at that point where in most other environments, you know, if you were in business, in politics, in most other fields, you would be walking in today and saying, well, if I don't have the confidence of the board and I don't have the confidence of the players, I don't coach anymore. I'm walking out. But you wait to be sacked because that's the way you get paid out. But he's clearly a coach who has no future at Essendon. So we now wait and see how the Bombers do this. But it's horrible at the moment, the way it's unfolded. Yeah. Since even the match day on Sunday, where, you know, so much of what is being said, it's clear that Ben Rutten doesn't have, you know, the faith of the players, and now he doesn't have the faith of the board. And it's very, very messy for them.
Rich, you've been doing this for decades. There's no one better. What you feel on this situation? How do you think it ends up? And could it mean there's a change at Port Adelaide, or at least some different options for Ken Hinckley?
Look, I've seen some of the commentary that's been emerging in the past 12 hours there, Andrew, but everything that Ken Hinckley has said, particularly about his, you know, care for the group, is, I don't think that does change. His, you know, commitment to coach Port Adelaide, regardless of what North Melbourne might do, I don't see that changing. It's, you know, he's been pretty strong about his want to remain with his group at Port Adelaide rather than walk to another group somewhere else. So I just don't see that changing. I understand where people would be saying, well, if North comes with a 3 or 5 year contract, why would he stay at Port Adelaide? But his commitment to that group is pretty strong. So I don't see that affecting Port Adelaide at all.
Jeez, he's human at the end of the day, Roach. I mean, this is like the people saying that Isaac Rankin shouldn't be leaving the Gold Coast, but it's $150,000 per year difference. I mean, if it's...
Well, it's more than $150,000.
Well, there you go, even more so.
But you talk to Ken Hinckley, and I think you'll find by the time we interview him on Friday, if anyone brings up that question, I think they'll get a pretty sharp response about how he feels about wanting to coach his group at Port Adelaide rather than someone else's group somewhere else. And if the David Noble existence in North Melbourne doesn't tell you there's no guarantee of moving to another club, I don't think there's any sharper warning as to what that all means. So,
I'm saying it's a big life decision, though, in terms of if that was on the table, it's a life decision versus, you know, head over heart type of thing.
I think his heart's pretty much with a group at Port Adelaide than what might be elsewhere.
Mm. Tell us about Robbie Gray. Rooch, it's going to be an emotional week.
Yeah, well, we look at his career whereby he just, I mean, if you want to use a term, he's a little master, isn't he? Like, we've seen what he can do in matches. I keep seeing in my mind again because it just happens so much in front of me, that moment against St Kilda where Paddy Ryder put that ball right in front of him and he just waltzed through that St Kilda midfield group, turns on that 50-metre arc and kicks the winning goal against the Saints. And you think, that's Robbie Gray. He's just beautiful in his motion and so powerful in his result on a football game. So it's just amazing to think that, you know, we've had 16 years of it and we're about to say goodbye to it all, and probably the most appropriate moment because of his, you know, 5 showdown medals. He's a showdown specialist. So, you know, what a way to end in the derby at Adelaide Oval. It's just sad that this year didn't happen for him, whereby, you know, as soon as he got that knock on that knee in the first game against Brisbane, he's been struggling for continuity at training and just has been in and out of the side because he just hasn't been able to get going. So, and I would have loved to have seen him just get through a pre-season next year and probably have, you know, 14 games of Port Adelaide next year where we just saw him at his best and he was still contributing to what Port Adelaide's going to build into this new era. So, but that's a selfish view on what I wanted. And clearly he doesn't feel he has that within him, and now we see the end, but we're going to have a heap of memories. Just the thought that he is the player who has had the most last kick winning results in AFL football, you know, that goal against Carlton, even behinds that have won games, just tells you just how powerful he is on the scoreboard. He's just been a remarkable player.
Rich, we keep on talking about, is he Port Adelaide's greatest AFL player, that conversation, and it's a fun conversation to have, but broadly, in terms of players that have played in South Australia, he's up there with the greats, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so it's good to do those lists because you get a fair bit of debate, a fair bit of, you know, insight as to people's tastes, as what they think players are all about, but no matter how you do it, when you do those lists, you've got Robbie Gray in mind every time, whether it be greatest AFL players to be in South Australia at any time. He's going to be on that list.
Good on you, Roach. Look forward to tuning in this afternoon with you and Miles from 3:30 on the run home. Michelangelo Rucci comes to us thanks to Budget Car and Truck Rental. Still ahead this morning, Sam Edmund, SEN's chief sports reporter, and Josh Jenkins after 8 o'clock. Your calls as well, 1-300-736-736.
And we love the good folks at Mourn Team. We thank them, of course, for their continued support. Mount Barker MG coming to the Adelaide Hills. So go see DT and the guys. They'll absolutely hook you up. 7:27 on 16:29 SEN SA for a top of 16 degrees. It's going to be partly cloudy. Good morning.